This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 114 for Friday, October 21st. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were stronger Friday, underpinned by supportive technical signals and gains in Chicago soy oil. Canola up 1 to over $12, November up $12.50 at $897.90 per ton. The more active January contract up $4.30 at $880.60. The intermonth spreading was a feature accounting for those large gains in the November contract as participants continued to exit the front month and November options expire today. Yesterday's move above key resistance levels was bullish from a chart standpoint, with wide crush margins keeping end users in the market as well. Weekly Canadian canola exports of just over 400,000 tons were nearly double what moved the previous week. Domestic disappearance of 246,000 tons was up by 65% on the week. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures were higher, while wheat mixed, pre-weakened positioning a feature. Broad gains in equity markets and a softer tone in the U.S. dollar index provided support. Soybean futures found added support from solid end-user demand and positioning ahead of the expiry of November options. The November contract up 4 cents at $13.95 per bushel, January up 4.5 cents at $14.04.5. While seasonal harvest pressure likely kept a lid on the upside, end-user demand in the cash market was reportedly strong as buyers worked to secure soybean supplies before farmers shut their bins for the winter. There were no flash soybean sales announced today, but business over the past week has been solid. Corn, it was stronger, recovering from earlier losses as a downturn in the U.S. dollar index provided support. The December contract only up a quarter cent at the final bell, though, at 684 and a quarter. Activity in the cash market was supportive, with good end-user demand coming forward in the face of the seasonal harvest pressure. Wheat ended mixed, seeing a bit of a correction in some months after drifting lower earlier in the week. The Minneapolis spring wheat down a penny, though, in December at 961 and a half. Kansas City also down a penny in the December contract at 948 and a quarter, while Chicago wheat up a penny in December at 850 and three quarters. Shifting sentiment on Ukrainian grain exports remained at the forefront, with talks over the past week on keeping the Black Sea corridor open thought to be constructive. Declining production estimates out of Argentina remained a supportive influence, with the latest projections of only 15 million tons, well off the 23 million tons grown last year, as drought and frost hurts crops. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, October 21st. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.